We continue with Words for Life, a series of Christian sermons by ministers in the southern suburbs of Melbourne. Today our speaker is Reverend David Sterry of Beau Morris Mordialloc Baptist Church.
Last week we began the series leading into Easter on shadows, shadows that come across the paths of our lives. And it's interesting timing because really there's probably no greater shadow than the one that the coronavirus has cast and continues to cast across our community, across our country, and across our world. But the virus isn't the only thing spreading. Fear and uncertainty are spreading rapidly too, and they are casting their shadow across our hearts and minds. Because what is happening can easily overwhelm us. Whichever way you look at it, it's around us constantly, it's before us constantly. It affects day-to-day life in so many ways. Its shadow affects work life. Many people having to work from home. Many others suddenly having no work, for this season at least. It affects people's recreational lives, with sport and travel impacted like never before. It affects people's financial lives, as the economic impact of this crisis cuts deep into people's pockets. It affects people's family lives, and of course it affects our church family life as we gather online together like this instead of face to face. The shadow of fear and uncertainty out of this crisis and out of this challenge is long and far reaching, and none of us know how long or to what extent it will go. But today I want to speak into all of this from a spiritual perspective, looking at what Psalm 46 points us to as followers of Jesus. Outbreaks like coronavirus are new and unprecedented, but Psalm 46 was written by the sons of Korah, who were assistants in the temple in the Old Testament. And they wrote this psalm in the midst of the shadow of fear and uncertainty that people faced back then, of events that were different, yes, but events nevertheless that brought devastation and destruction. Events that affected life in so many ways. Pestilences are described many times in the Bible, as are wars, particularly through the Old Testament. But the words of God from Psalm 46 speak to us clearly. They speak to us today just as clearly as they did to God's people long ago. And they point us to what we need to be reminded of when the shadow of fear and uncertainty surround us. Three things. Firstly, God's words here in Psalm 46 point us to our foundation, to what we find our hope and our security in. What do we read in Psalm 46 verse 1? God is our refuge and our strength. He is an ever-present help in trouble. And into verse 4, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall, but he lifts his voice. Some years ago, we had to replace our driveway, and the concrete had to be pulled up and it had to be pulled out, and we had to re-concrete the driveway. Why was that? Well, it was because cracks started appearing across our driveway, and those cracks got bigger and bigger all the time. And what that was a sign of was that the foundation wasn't all that we needed it to be. The sign of that was when these cracks started to appear and then get bigger and bigger. Challenges and crises in life have a way of bringing to the forefront what our security and our hope and our foundation really is. When we feel under threat, when we feel helpless, when we feel like things are out of control, out of our control, cracks can easily appear in our hearts and in our minds and in our lives. And that's where we need to come back to or put in place a sure and steadfast foundation that we can have as followers of Jesus. To be sure that our security is in the God who is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble, our fortress, even when everything else in life might be stripped back. And even when everything else in life seems so unpredictable and so uncertain, God is the one certainty that we can cling to. When life as we know it is so radically reshaped as it is at the moment, we soon work out what's really important or where we truly place our security. Because our hope as followers of Jesus is ultimately not in the supermarkets and their supplies, as important as that is. It's ultimately not in the stock market and whether and where it's at and what it's doing. It's ultimately not even in our health, as important as that is. But ultimately, our hope and our security is in the unchanging, unending love of God, who is our fortress. In Old Testament times, people really needed a strong and a secure fortress. A community or a village of people were far more vulnerable if they didn't have a strong fortress or a strong walled city that they could flee to in times of crisis or war. And we aren't any different, really, in these times. In the midst of the uncertainty and the unpredictability and vulnerability of life at the present time, we have a fortress to turn to, as Psalm 46 reminds us. And Psalm 46 directly uses that word, these words in verse 1, God is our refuge and our strength in ever-present time in trouble. And then in verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Psalm 46 has these little pauses through it. The word Selah signifies that. And Selah is, as I understand it, a musical notation that indicates a pause for reflection on what has just been expressed. We could translate it as pause and think about it. Let's do that just for a moment. Where you are in your homes, where you are watching this, pause and think about God as our fortress. God as your fortress. God as our foundation. God as your foundation. God is the one in whom we find our hope and our security. But we also need to acknowledge, as Psalm 46 does as well, the reality of our frailties and our fragility and our fears along the way. Fear is described here in Psalm 46. In verse 2, it talks about fear, but it says, "Therefore we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging." And it describes the things that would cause us to fear, like in verse 6, the nations being in uproar and the kingdoms falling. And I guess as we think about this in our present situation, what we're experiencing at the moment is like nothing any of us have seen or experienced before, probably. But what the writer of Psalm 46 is describing is unprecedented too. Verse 2, the earth giving way and the mountains falling into the heart of the sea. This is language that describes things that are unprecedented. This is language that describes things happening that shake and disorientate our sense of equilibrium and our sense of normal. Things happening that turn the world around us as we know it upside down, and indeed the worlds of our own lives as well. And in the midst of that, a sense of fragility and a sense of fear is understandable. Fear puts down its roots the moment we're forced to confront our own fragility and helplessness in the face of what might threaten our world, both around us in a wider sense as well as our worlds closer to home. Yes, what we face does bring to the surface our own fragilities and fears. But rather than be overwhelmed by it, the psalm writer encourages us to take our fears to our great, all-powerful, all-loving, all-caring God in trust. As author and missionary Catherine Patterson puts it, to fear is one thing, but to let fear grab you by the tail and swing you around is another. Living is sometimes a frightful thing. Living at the moment may be a frightful thing for you. But when our fears or fragility threaten to overwhelm us, we must come back to remind ourselves of how great our God is. Fear breeds when we keep asking the question, what if, instead of who is. The what if question, what if this happens? What if that happens? Breeds fear. But when we ask the who is question, who is our God, who we can have confidence in, then that can make a very real difference and stop fear from overwhelming us. So Psalm 50, as is expressed not only here in Psalm 46, but a little bit further on in Psalm 56, David puts it this way, Psalm 56, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you, God, in God whose word I praise, in God I trust and am not afraid. That was true for David long ago, and it's still something that can be true for us today. So let's pause again, following the Selah pattern from this psalm. Let's bring our fragilities and our fears and our vulnerabilities to God. But out of that, let's bring them to him in trust as we reflect not so much on the what if question, but on the who God is question. Let's just pause again and do that for a few moments. Who God is. And then thirdly and finally, Psalm 46 points us to what our focus should be. I don't find it easy to be still, as you know. I'm working really hard to be still within the zone that I need to be this morning when I speak. I like to move around. But when the psalm writer says here in verse 10, be still and know that I am God, he's not speaking so much of being physically still, but of still in our hearts and of still in our minds, which can so easily be in overdrive, or which can so easily be focused on stewing things over. Be still and know that I am God. God is still God, unchanging in who God is, and unchanging in what God is like. The same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and even forever, as the writer of Hebrews puts it. God is unchanging in working out his sovereign purposes, and God is unchanging in bringing about his kingdom on earth as well as in heaven. And so it's important that we all take a deep breath and know that God is God. Know that God is still God. Be still and know that I am God, and know that God is still God. We see the immediate, but God sees the bigger picture. We have a here and now view of the things that are right in front of us. But God has an eternal view of all things. It's as we are still and remind ourselves that God is God, that we can go even to the shadows of fear and uncertainty and remember that God is already there, waiting for us, with us. But alongside that, of course, our focus should be on shining light into the shadows of fear and uncertainty in people's lives through times like this. And Matthew reminds us, Matthew chapter 5 says this, you are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This pandemic brings great challenges, but it also presents great opportunities to live out our faith to a world shrouded in fear and uncertainty, to care for people, to show compassion, to be a non-anxious presence of Christ among people, to live out our core values of caring for all and looking beyond ourselves. As we close for today, I want to leave you with this as you go into the week ahead. There is already, and there will continue to be, a constant news cycle to do with the coronavirus. It will go on and on, 24/7. And while we need to know what's happening and while we need to know what we need to be doing, the levels of it, if we're not careful, can oversaturate our hearts and our minds. Stay up with the latest developments, yes, but can I challenge you too, to spend time saturating yourself in God's word, which will allow us all to counter fear with faith and counter uncertainty with the certainty of God and his promises. Reflect, use as a starting point, reflecting further this week on Psalm 46. There are reflection questions that will be on the website, and allow Psalm 46 to be life-giving in the midst of everything else that might be life-sapping through these times. So let's pause together now, following the Selah pattern in this Psalm 46, as we focus simply on being still and knowing that God is God. Before I close in prayer, and then Nick will send us out into the week ahead with another musical piece, and I look forward to sharing again with you next Sunday in this way. Let's pause. Let's be still and know that God is God, that God is still God. God, we want to thank you for the gift of your words, for the gift of the Psalms, the gift of Psalm 46, the gift of your promises, the gift of your presence. And help us into this week ahead with all of its unknowns and unpredictabilities, each day to anchor in the certainty of who you are and what you are like, to know you as the one in whom we place our confidence, the one in whom we find our hope and our security in, despite our human sense of fragility and fear. To be still and know that you are God, and you are still God. To live out our faith to those who need you to anchor in as well, and need you as their foundation. So as we go into this week ahead, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord give you his peace. Amen. Words for